Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Good evening. This is Mr. Aaron Williams, and this is DTW Ministries. We are here through Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Kingdom. This is the 1,112th episode of Purpose Kingdom. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. Call in 319-527-6091. We bless God tonight. You know, it seems like these weeks just seem so long between each other, but I thank God for the ability just to sit quiet and to hear from the Lord. So as we even come in tonight, we're going to always, as always, start with prayer. But we thank God for you that are tuning in, you know, every week, every other week when we're on the air, for your prayers, for your support, you know, and we just thank God for you. So let's pray. God, we do thank you and we bless you for your goodness, for your greatness. God, you are a great God and we bless your name. We give your name glory. We give your name honor and we give your name praise. We pray tonight that the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, that they would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. 319-527-6091 is the number to dial in to listen. If you're on by way of the internet, make sure you're on Blog Talk Radio / Purpose Kingdom DTW Ministries. As we continue, you know, we've been talking about a few things, and what I'm finding my encouragement and my purpose, I believe, for the body is to challenge you all, challenge us, you know, as the Lord continues to challenge me to do more, to yield more, to give more, to serve more, to die more. And as we continue to move forward in what the Lord is calling us, the topic for tonight is welcome. Welcome to maturity. I was listening to something this morning, and the challenge was that the young man's family had begun to grow, and he and his wife had managed to raise their children. And in raising their children, you know, they paid for the cell phone. You know, we paid for our kids, grandkids, our cell phone bill, and, you know, the electric bill. They live under our houses. You know, under our roof and with our rules, and it's certain things that we just carry. We carried their college tuitions. We carried a lot of their clothing bills. Some things they had, their little summer jobs and little things that they did on the side that put a little money in their pocket. But he said that when his son got married, and it struck me funny because I said, why would he do it at that time? But he said when his son got married, he gave his son an envelope. And his son was peculiar. He was, you know, very curious what's going on with dad, you know, because dad seemed to always have some kind of dry, strange sense of humor. You know, he'd been getting gifts from everyone. Dad had already gave him, you know, some money and some things for the house and some things to move him forward. But coming from the envelope, the son opened the envelope. He opened the envelope up there. He looked in the envelope, and it was a bill for $350. He said, the son looked down and said, what's that? He said, welcome to adulthood. That is the cell phone bill for you and your wife that he had been paying, that the father had been paying for the past 2 years. And the son never even thought about it, because the father had always paid it. It wasn't even a question of paying the bill. But he said, welcome to adulthood. And I thought about, I heard this in my ear driving down Torresdale Avenue this morning. Welcome, child of God, to maturity. You know, what the Bible says in Galatians 9, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from the servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of this world. But when the fullness of the time was come, and I got to stop there, because when I want to go all the way back up to the top. And when I thought about our walk with God and how God continues even in our adulthood, even in our maturity, and the word is maturation, how it's pronounced, but even in our walk with God, we never get to a place, this is what I love about God, of independence. But we do get to a place in God where God stops weaning us, where God stops milking us, where God stops stroking us, where we have to develop some, I would say, spiritual muscles of our own. When we talk about the patriarch, when we talk about the pillars of faith, when we talk about those who laid the foundation with Christ on what the church was, what the Bible is, and even our faith, it said that these patriarchs, these great men, these great women of God, the things that we have, they desire to look at, they desire to see, and did not, but yet died in faith. Wait a minute. The Bible in Hebrew says that they were scourged, they were cast aside, they lived in caves, they were rejected, they were ridiculed, they were sawn asunder, they were killed, they were slain, they were fed to lions, they did all of these things and still kept the faith. Where in our generation we seem to lose faith because we can't pay a cell phone bill. Jesus, have mercy. Because little fickle things continue to happen in our lives. But I want to tell you, welcome to maturity. We say we want to grow, but yet we still want to be fed milk. We say we want to develop, but we won't get off of the, as we continue to go into the things of God, there is a place in God, in his word, that will grow us up. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, because there is a period in all of our lives, in the spiritual and in the natural, where we are considered children, where we are considered those that are under tutors and under governors and underdeveloped, and we're under the elements. We are being controlled by those and those things that are around us. But when we come to the place of maturity, my God, hallelujah. I got to read this again, Galatians 4. Now I say that the heir, the one is promised the inheritance, the one heir, the one, all of the goods, all of benefits, all of the riches, all of the prestige, all that the Father, all that have the inheritance now will lead to the, as long as he is a child, because as long as we walk in the life, in the place, position, in the posture of children, there is no difference between us and the servant of us. So the heir, the Lord, what does that mean? That means those that we should be ruled over, those things that should have the power, those things that we should dictate to, are now in a position to dictate to us, those things that we charge, those we should have victory over, those that we should develop beyond have charge and power. Verse 2 says, under tutors, and wait a minute, so not just those are to instill, but that are to do, those that are, oh, those that are to, I was engaged in business as governors, as those that watch which area grow, as the leader, the word husband of God. Listen, until the time appointed, until the time appointed, because see, the bar mitzvah for the Jewish child, for the Jewish child, is when they are 13, they're considered adult. They begin to get adult responsibilities. And I would say in the Western world, especially in our society, we sometimes tend as parents to be overprotective, especially when our children don't seem to get it fast enough. They don't seem to want to mature. It's something I told my friend long time ago. You can't raise boys like you do girls, because a boy will melt you as long as you let him. As long as you do for him, he will not even try to do better. But when you remove the crutch, when you remove bottle, when you remove that which you're weighing, when you remove the enablement, men begin, boys begin to become men. And I want to continue on that thought. Welcome to maturity. Because verse 3 said, even so we, when we were children in bondage, were in bondage under the elements. But when the fullness of time was come, see, there is an appointed time to find. Somebody's maturity might be just got a few years. Somebody might have been in this 20 years. But what is the appointed time for you? What is the time when we will stop, when you will stop, when we will stop using the excuse, pain of this, the pain that comes back, just remind that we're in a fallen, that we're fallen creation. We're not in a fallen state because we've been generated, we've been reborn, because we've been renewed, because refreshed, because we've been revived, because we've been reconciled to God. But we live in a world that has fallen. We live in a world that has fallen. We live in a world and a world society. But listen, we are no longer under the tutelage and the governorship of the world. We're under the kingdom of God. Even so, we were, when we were children, were in bondage. I want to challenge you right there, because we're still seeing, and we're still seeing, and we're still, now listen, I continue to say this, and I'm going to continue to say it. I believe Jesus came for me. There has to be growth and development in your Christian walk, just in your natural walk. But if you want more development, if you want some definition, if you look at the arms and you want definition in your triceps, you want bigger biceps, you want a bigger chest, you want tighter abs, you can want it. You can hope for it. You can desire it. But if you don't do the things that are necessary to get it, it'll be only a want. It'll be only a desire. It'll be only a dream. It's a song, R&B, back in the day. The verse before that was for the song was always, after the verse would be sang, the guy would say, life is but a dream. Nothing comes to first. I want to tell a child of that the walk is in the spirit, but it will not manifest your flesh if your flesh don't work it. And I know that's a contradiction, because we know that those that walk it cannot be, because it's enmity. spirit. But you put it this way, you have let me put it this way, to fast, you have to read, you have to read, worship, you have to worship. You can't talk about it. You can't dream about it. You can't expect it. You have to do it, my God. And that's where Jesus came in when the disciples came and said, God, why couldn't we cast them out? Because of their lack of effort. And because they didn't say, come on. It wasn't because they didn't find the authority that they had. But it's because they didn't exercise what God put in them. This is my second challenge, and we are only 20 minutes into broadcasting. I'm already on my second challenge. And if you listen, and I challenge you to go back to the archives for Kingdom, listen to detail, you minutes. Look, listen to all the archives back from even 2020. You can go back as far as 2019. You can go back as far as you and listen to the theme of message, and the message continues to be grow. You can do it. You become because Christ is in you. Christ is the hope of glory. More than a conqueror through him. You're able through him. You're more than enough through him. You are the woman you're looking for. But I'm here to tell you, growing is effort. Growing is effort. There's no way that a crab, which is a hard-shelled Christian, which is a hard-shelled animal, can grow until he breaks out of his old shell. Some of us need to shake off persona that we carry in for the last 20 years. Around and people still call us by nickname because our persona still matters the nickname. Yeah, our persona still matters the image. That person who we are still matters. That we've changed inside. On the inside, working the outside, bringing about change in our lives. The First Corinthians says again, I was a child. I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. You know what verse in that first Corinthians 10, this is what verse. I'm going to read down. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, have not love. That's the word child, kingdom, King James. So I'm going to just read love where child is. And become the sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And I have the gift of prophecy and understand all things and knowledge. I have all faith so that I can remove things and have love and enough. I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I buy it burned, have not love, it profits me not. Love suffers long, and of envy is not, of wanting is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseen, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, bear things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophet, shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall use. Whether there be need, shall pay. We know in part this is coming, and we prophesy in part, but when that is perfect. Now I'm taking this out of context on purpose, because we know he's talking about Christ. Love of grace, what Christ does. He's talking about us. Because the word perfect is here, I use that word, is come that in part shall turn away. We had instructed this past Saturday. The scripture came up to know to do, but don't do it? How many of us know to say, but don't say? Many of us know what to do, how to do it, how to be, how to act, how to walk, how to talk, and do it. This number one, walk in a place of repentance. Walk in a place of humility. Walk in a place of self-denial. Begin to talk to the Lord about everything. The Father in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path in all our ways. That's the good ways, the strong ways. That's the overcoming ways. But listen, that's the weak ways, the lying, that's the critical way. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our path. Yeah, we always best foot forward. The Lord that knows us, the one appointed of our glory, the one who appointed the time where we come from under to, the one appointed time we get it together. Now listen, the purpose of God and the purpose of God in our lives, hopefully, and I feel my right breaking on this, don't go into the grave. Stop any books. I'm talking to you, man. I'm talking to you, woman of God. How many moments? Any prayers? How many ideas go to the grave? Because we don't want to do the hard part. Because we think that the hard part means God. Because the hard part is too hard part. We want the easy part. We want the flow smoothly. And God saying, I've called you to come up because I have something in front of you to overcome. I called you more conqueror because there is things that you have to conquer. And what Aaron finds the hardest thing to conquer is the death of my own will. The hardest thing to conquer is to tell me no. The hardest thing to conquer is self. And I tell you, when you get self under control, when you get self in the place of obedience, when you get self in the place of submission, you get self in the place of self-denial. When you self to the place, when you lie down, your car, when you lay down, self, pick up your prayer, follow him, everything else begins to come easy because you remember daily to seek first. You remember daily to pick it up. You remember daily to pick it. See, the cross ain't my cross. My cross ain't your cross. Our cross is be different, but we are all have a cross we have to bear. The cross of shame that our Christ carried. Oh, God. He picked up his cross. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this thing depart. He was the God, man. He was 100% God. He was 100% man, and he said, a way out of this. This is crazy. It is a way out of this. Let this pass. But then, hallelujah, the God part kicked up. The love part kicked in. Said, nevertheless, not my will. But it was best the sign of maturity. That's the sign growth. That's the sign of development. God is not going my way. God, this is hard. God, I can't stand this. But nevertheless, not the God's will be done. God, if there's a challenge in you to seek more of God, if there is a challenge in you where you yourself in prayer and you see greater, if there is a place in you that when you get in worship, when you get in the presence of God, you see yourself rising up higher than what you are. Listen, we never arrive, but we always strive for perfection. Listen what it says in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, the fifth chapter. I'm going to read verse 38. I just want to read some of this today. It says, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. But I say that resist not evil, but whosoever will smite you on the cheek, turn to him also. I know you say, yeah, okay, we're going to do it. And if any man will sue thee at the law, take away the vote, let him have also. Whosoever shall compel me to go out with him, go. Give him that ask of you, and from him that would borrow, turn not away. You have heard and said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. I want to stop there because I know that God has been dealing with a lot of us in that area lately. And I know he has because he's been dealing with me, and there's no respect for the person. Although our walks are different, I know God is testing a lot of saints in that area where the old man would have risen up and cussed and fought and fight and did all types of things to retaliate and to protect. Get into the mode of self-preservation. We've been keeping our, you know, let me see, the Holy Ghost in keeping us in this area. Thank God for that. That you be children, verse 45, of the Father, which is heaven, for give the Son to rise on the evil and on the good, and rain on the and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward do you have? I have to pause that because I really want to hear this. For if you love them that love you, if you do good to them, do good to you. If you salute them that salute you, if you give to them that give you, if you do the things that come easily, what reward do you have? There's no reward when you can do things in your own flesh. Can do things with effort. There's reward. There's no building of muscle if you're lifting work that gives you energy. I have that relation there. What reward? Do not eat the public the same. And if you salute brethren only, what do you more than others? What makes a difference to God? What is to stand? What God in us, but what makes us when can our faith? No injustice. Say, yeah, let me see your faith, your works, and our mind by my works. You got to pray. You have to pray to pray. Faith without works. Be ye therefore 48 perfect as your Father, which is in is perfect. As we continue, we are all to the end of, but as we continue to push on that word perfection and mature, God perfecting us. We know the refiner's fire. It's been heard over and over with the illustration of the refiner's fire and how he refined and purified the gold by burning everything. It's corrupt. Thing was pure. Thing that was imperfect. As he turned the flame and stirred gold, everything that was gold be And as he scooped it off, his test was, can I see myself? Wow. His test, it wasn't, has it been enough? His test was, when I look in the gold, who do I see? When I look in the gold, what does my image reflect? When I look in the gold, can I see myself? Here is our next challenge. Child of God, man of God, woman of God. We know, and this is the problem. We know our goal. We know we're still this. Challenge number five, knowing within us. I challenge you to daily present it to God. I challenge you to daily repent of it. I challenge you to ask God to take it away. I challenge you. We get scared because we know, a lot of us that see and know now how God works at times are afraid to ask some things because we know when we ask, it has to come. We know when we give it to God how he's going to come of us. And we don't want that fire. We don't want that trouble. We don't want that test. We don't want press. We don't want to go and check the door. We don't want to have to come move by trial. We want to try to do it on our own. That is our sixth and final challenge. We're trying to do it on our own. We talked about the beginning of childhood. And we be apes. We're tutors and governors until the time that God appointed for us to move into pretty. When children, we were in bondage under the elements of this world, but when the fullness of time was come, there is a time like never before. And see, I have a call. I see that you're online I'll get you. So don't hang up. Don't hang up. We will definitely bring you in. There gets a point where we have to, and to say yes to the Lord in those areas that are difficult. My God, I'm preaching to myself right there. Caller, you're on the air. This is DW Ministries. God bless you.
Yes, Aaron Williams.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. My Lord, man, you preaching up something in there, bro. I just tuned in. I just came on. My Lord. You know, I was just thinking about all that you were saying. I was saying, well, no test, no testimony.
We all gonna be
tried in the fire. But like you were saying, but after a while, we gonna come forth like pure gold. But you got to go through something. Listen, you got to go through something to be something. Uh-huh. Look at all that Jesus. Look what he went through. He went through for us to go through. And I tell you, it's gonna be, you know, things gonna get rough and the going gonna get tough. But he said, he that is do it to the end, shall be saved. Huh? We have to do hardness as a good soldier. See, you being a good soldier because you stand in the test. I know it get difficult sometimes because everything ain't gonna be peaches and cream.
I know that's
you
right.
You know, there. No test, no crown. You got to go through something to be somebody. You know, God, what God is doing, he's making us, molding us, shaping us. getting us ready for the journey. It ain't no easy journey now. But I thank God for your faithfulness and how God is using you and to bring God's word to God's people, letting them know that it ain't an easy journey. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, huh? Thank God for you. Wow.
Thank you so much, Reverend Matt. Appreciate it, Carl. God bless you. Amen. I want to read something to you guys real quick. And it says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, matter of fact. It says, now, I'll start at verse 5, and I'm going to read it now until I get to the scripture where I stop. God, I'm going to tell you where I stop. But now, the end commandment is out of a pure heart and out of good conscience and of faith unfeigned. So some having swerved have turned aside unto vain wrangling. This is great stuff. You got to read this. Desire to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. Listen, know this, that the law is made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, and slayers, or mongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, if there be other that is contrary to our doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of blessed God, which was committed to my trustlessness. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. When I read that day, I could see the image. And I continued back to wait. And I don't know why God always allows me to go back and lift it, take up these illustrations. I need to start hitting, get some weights and weight lift going up. He counted him faithful. We are in ministry. We have first been enabled by our enabled, our sufficient, our effectiveness. We have gifts, we have talents, we have everything we have given to us by God who enabled us by his grace. We've been empowered. We are being filled with the Spirit of God. Listen, because God looked on us. God looked on you. God looked on me. God looked in us and saw us faithful to trespass, faithful to stand in the tent, faithful fight to the finish, faithful to hold on to the faith, faithful lift his name, faithful. He counted you faith. Listen what Paul said. My God, and thank God, Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled, listen, for he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. That's why when I think about how God had looked on us and how God has said, he's worthy, she's worthy, he can. It. They can bow to you because God for you. That he who God for you, my God, he for you, you kept you faithful, came back enabled just and put us in this ministry, put us in this gospel, put us in this. Put it in this life. Yeah, something to go through the choice we've made. But God knew all about that. He knew the choice we made. He knew the outcome of choices. But yet, still deems by passing them. How do you know? How do you know God has enabled you. God called. He's placed you in. How do you know God so highly of you? Because he's placed in the Bible. How do you know that God looked on us confident? Because you're the ministry. God doesn't start that he already finished really. You need to write it down. But he that did a good work in you, perform it. He that began a good work in you will perform it, because it is God that works in us. Then both will and to not just want it, not just to want it, not just to fight it, but to do it. If you did a good pleasure. Listen, Lord of God, I hope you come tonight. I know it was. Because God has kept you faithful. And the challenge to you, this will challenge, is to grow up, welcome, or mature. The adult finds out that he's no longer a child. He got to buy his own clothes, pay his own bills, got to cook his own food, got to iron his own shirt. He got to wash his own clothes. He got to make his own bed. There's no one there testing, one there to tutor. There's no one there to watch over anymore. Have the things that you and then childhood hold you into that you are still coming. How much more do we go through mature areas God is calling us to? How much more do we go through mature in areas of obedience? How much more do we have to go through areas of humility till we swallow up yes to God? I want to challenge you. And number six was one, but another one. Challenge number eight. My God. God. The Bible says only by God is continued. Where is that area of friction in your life? Where is that area of conflict in your life? Your fellow laborer, with your brother, with your sister, with your person, your co-worker, your close, your spouse. Where is area of conflict? I don't care who's wrong, right? I don't care who said the wrong thing, who did wrong. If Christian, oh, I hear you. You're saying they're Christian. You are the one with this message. You're the one that's accountable. Pride. Fix the relationship. Them to forgive you. You didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. It was nothing. Ask them to forgive you. See if you can. Listen, I want to give you right here. Just because we forgive each other doesn't mean it can be reconciled. Let not be said, if you can't, that you were the reason. God, we thank you and bless you for each and every pray word that proceeds out of your mouth would be sealed. Holy Spirit, seal us now, even as we've God and send. God, thank you. Word that forth out of your mouth will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that thing which you sent it and prosper. Thing that you sent it. God, thank you. Your word will our hearts forth fruit to your glory. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. If you don't know Christ tonight, thank you for listeners back. My mom and might be on the air. God for you. I thank God for the prayers. But maybe tonight you're online and you're saying, I don't know Christ. I'm in church, but I haven't really made a commitment. I'm satisfied the way I am. I confessed Christ years ago. But I love God. It's my heart. Listen, the Bible tells you our issues of the heart are the issue of life. Also tells us that the heart is this desperately wicked. We will be deceived by our own heart. But I want to tell you, believe is what you give. What you believe, go after. I want to believe tonight that you're more than I can. Can you settle your life in a place of mediocrity? You're settled, you're comfortable there. I want to challenge you. Challenge. Come out of mediocrity. Come out of just good enough. And I challenge you to allow the fire of God to stir up in your spirit. If that's, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, God, be merciful. I'm sorry. I'm chasing after you with all my heart. God, for your purpose be filled in my heart. Ask you, Holy Spirit, stir in me. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. I follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray that. I want to invite you to the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, which is at 2001 Lehigh Avenue in Philadelphia, under tutelage. Under the leadership of our pastor, that the Reverend Glenn Spalding. Tonight is prayer. We have prayer on Wednesday around 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and then at 7 p.m. in the evening. You're welcome to pray. Also at 5 tomorrow night. Then we have Sunday morning. So on Sunday school at 9:15, and our worship at 10:45. So we you, those that have accepted Christ to save, we're going to bring our online pastor on. I would call him Reverend Dr. Pop Johnson. The God will allow you some further information how you can call the Purple Kingdom. I'm announcing with the closing remarks and the benediction. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank you so much, Reverend Williams, for tonight's program. We just thank you so much how you have your diligence, and you have helped us so much in Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank you for all the revivals that you have participated in. We just thank you so much, Reverend Williams. And tonight has been just anything not expected of you, but it's just an expectation of a just the diligence and just the man of God you are. We thank you so much for that. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements, and I want to bring you back on. And this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, whether you join us online or via phone. We thank you so much. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we are, of course, broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And at any time, you can go on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and you can just simply type in the host name or show name. You can hear that show in its entirety, and that's your convenience. And we thank you so much for doing so. We also invite you to go to iTunes or Twitter or Instagram, where we're at Purpose_Kingdom. and you can do likewise. And also on any of our social media pages, you can just go ahead and follow the links to a morning word of inspiration. And please feel free to share with a friend. Our morning word of inspiration is on anchor.com or Anchor FM. You can just type in Purpose Kingdom. And you can get a morning word of inspiration like you would do any evening here on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us for tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, we will be here tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with Daughters of Ruth at the 9 p.m. hour. And that's going to be hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And we thank each and every one of you that has participated in tonight's show and also have shared with someone. And we thank you so much. And one more piece of announcements before we go. We like each and every one of you to invite a friend to go into our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com. We can hear any of our past previous broadcasts. And we just thank you so much, and we thank you so much for your participation here tonight on tonight's show. And with that being said, Reverend Williams.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to return the program back over to you. And as always, I love when your mom listens, and your mom is listening tonight.
Amen. Hey, Mom. We thank for the Rob Hudson. I always Johnson. I say it. That our last name is Johnson. His last name is Hudson. So we thank that. That's the area of charity. You know, give me. Name is not see yet. When we look at maturity, see, you know, pay attention, is moving us. God is moving us to a place of development. And I hear the word in my ear, rapid development. Because the dead are evil. Because he is, you know, closer to back of Christ we were than we first believed. Do you understand? Do we recognize the signs of the time? Do we know that the world is looking for the child God, the pressed through drama, through thing, through the craziness, the pressed oppressed? They're looking for a champion. I want to tell you that his name is Jesus. I was singing this morning, getting ready to go to it's an old, I think it was Pringle, I don't know who it is, but it says, live Jesus. For I be the only Jesus this generation may ever see, may be the only Jesus. Family, you may be the only Jesus, your name. You may be the only Jesus, your friends, your children, your loved ones, your spouses, or see. So live Jesus and have your way. And I'll be your box. I'll mouth to my God, the world for me, them. Won't that be me? That be you that tells live in me. Because you be the only Jesus that is generating. See, I'm going to this night broadcast and just simply read through 1 Corinthians 13. And I read a lot of it already, but I just read through from verse 13. It says, don't the tongue of angels, not chat, and become a sounding brass, sounding brass, sounding cymbal. And though I have prophecy, and our mysteries, and our knowledge, and though all faith so that we remove mountains and have not clarity. I have nothing. Though my goods be the poor, and though I in my body be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. And the things that are like the word of God, if we take our time to read it, it gives us the answers. Look like illustration and example. Envy's not. Vaunt not itself, because if we don't suffer, we suffer wrong. Full of envy, we full of jealousy. And we look at people and we justify it in our minds, in our thinking, in our understanding. But it tells me that those things don't come from a place of love. It's not puffed up, it's not out of order, it's not behave itself unseen. Seemingly, seeks throne is easily revoked. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. But the greatest of these is charity. I'm going to end with challenge number 10, because love is the acid test. That for the next 2 weeks until we come back on the air, DTW Ministries will be back on the air on February the 25th, which is the last Tuesday of this month. And I want you every day for the next 14 days, had to count them. Next 14 days to read this chapter in its entirety every day. And we're going to come right out of this chapter on February 25th, if the Lord will. So until then, let's close out in prayer. God, we do thank you. I thank you for each and every one of my friends, my brothers and my sisters, my mothers and my fathers, and those that are on the line. God, I pray your strength. I pray your fortitude. I pray your purposes in their lives. I pray your blessings over them in the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry. Bless Pastor Toy continually. Bless Brother Rob, God, and those that work with them behind the scenes, Sister Adrian, and all those that are members of Purpose Kingdom. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would continue to saturate us, move in us and through us. Have your way. Have your way on this network. Bless us, God. Bless us. But most of all, make us a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me.
I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.